So looking at the Mishnah, which we began on Monday, Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. Rachatz Laila, Harishon, Shemesa Ishto, Amalo Talmidov, Limadetana Rabbeinu, She'ovel Asur Lirchotz. Amalahem, Eini Kishar B'nei Odom, Istinis Ani. Rashi says that the case that we're dealing with is where the Kfura took place on that very day, and yet, nevertheless, Rabbi Gamliel washed his body. Now, in order to appreciate why Rashi is compelled to interpret this Mishnah in a situation where the Kvura already took place, after all, who revealed that secret to Rashi? It doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that it was after Kvura, maybe it was before Kvura, during Aninus. So we analyzed a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Hilchas Avel, at the very beginning of Hilchas Avel, the Rambam establishes that the din of Isurei Avelus, all the laws that prohibited Avel from the Yud Aleph, the 11 different prohibitions apply after Kvura. And that's why the Rambam writes that Me'enes HaYishchayev Adam bi'Avel, and the Rambam says we wait for Kvura. Calls Machlo Nikbar HaMes, before Kvura, Eino Asu, the Avel is not forbidden, B'Dover Min HaDvarim Shavel Asuvim, in any one of the 11 categories. All these are triggered off by Kvura, not by Misa. That's the Shitas HaRambam at the very beginning of Hilchas Avel. And the Rambam is pretty clear about this. However, the Ramban in Toras HaAdam, which is his super authorship work on the laws of Avelus, the Ramban establishes that the Surei Avel begin with Misa. The only things that are suspended until after Kvura, according to the Ramban, are the Isurim of Ne'ilas HaSandol, and also the Kiyum of Atifas HaRosh and Kfiyas HaMita. So with those three exceptions, the Ramban establishes that all Dini Avelus are Chal, are activated with Misa. And we have here a fundamental machlokus there between the Rambam on the one hand and the Ramban on the other. Whereas the Rambam identifies Avelus with Kvura, and only after Kvura, not before, is there Avelus. And therefore, for example, Rechitza as an Iser Avel would not apply before Kvura, Lashitas HaRambam. The Rambam is so outspoken about it, it can't be more explicit. He says, Kol Zman Shel Nikvar HaMes Eino Osur B'Dovrim and Advarim Shavel Osur Behem. Whereas according to the Ramban, Avelus is engendered by what? By Misa, and therefore even before Kvura, all the Surei Avel are in place, are activated on Noagim. And if the Talmidim of Rabbi Gamliel had a problem with Rabbi Gamliel being Rochetz when he was in the state of Avelus, then obviously, if you take the Shitas HaRambam, the objection of the Talmidim can only make sense if we're talking after what? After Kvura. Because the Rambam identifies Avelus with Kvura. Therefore, Rashi is compelled to interpret this Mishnah to make the problem into a problem as after Kvur. On the other hand, according to the Ramban, we can learn this Mishnah, Gleich, simple, straightforward, no need to do somersaults in the air and assume that we're talking after Kvura. There's no mention in the Mishnah that that's the case. But rather, immediately with Misa, Avelus is initiated, and all the Surei Avel are Chal, are Noagim, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel was enjoined from Rechitza, and that's what the Talmidim object. We'll see the answer of Rabbi Gamliel and how he defends himself in a few minutes.
Just to clarify something, yeah. According to the Ramban, then Aninus and Avelus are simultaneous.
According to the Ramban, immediately after Misa, two things happen. Number one, on a Doraisa level, there's an Iser Onen, which means that an Onen is enjoined from eating Kodshim, from eating Maisa Sheni. That's a Doraisa Halacha, which is derived in Parashat Zachri Mos and Sefer Vayikra. And then the Rabbanan institute an entire framework, an entire system. We can call it almost a matrix of Isurei Avel that apply immediately with Misa. However, the Ramban makes the following limitation rule, the following, shall we call it, qualification. There are three dinim which the Avel is obligated in, which are suspended till after Kvura. So that even according to the Ramban, it's not accurate to say that the Avelus in its full-blown capacity, all-inclusive, is engendered by Misa. I would say that half of Avelus is engendered by Misa, maybe more than half. You know, Yud Aleph Devarim, as opposed to three, so it's 11 against three. But there are three dinim which the Rabbanan determine have to be pushed off until after Kvura, according to the Ramban. And the reason is because those three dinim involve the Avel in a positive sense walking around as an Avel. And now the Avel is not to be involved in Avelus. He's not allowed to violate the Surei Avel, but he cannot be actively, Bekumvaseh, involved in his Avelus because his actions have to be totally focused on one mitzvah only, namely what? Kvura. That's it. He's single-mindedly, exclusively focused on Kvura. That's what an Onen is all about. So you have here, according to the Ramban, really a very complex system. And it's made up of really two different parts. One part is what we call full-fledged Isurei Avel, and that is engendered by Misa, and we don't have to wait till Kfura. On the other hand, there's another dimension to Avelus, in which the Avel, in an active sense, has to fulfill his role, so to speak, as an Avel. And he cannot do so because he has a much more primary role, which completely undermines his role as an Avel. And that is his role vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Kvura. Okay, we're going to talk about this in just a minute to clarify this further, but in a superficial way, let's understand it thusly, that for an Avel to now actively pursue his Avelus by changing the way he walks around, in terms he has to be barefoot, the way he dresses, in terms of the headdress that he wears, in terms of the way he sleeps and where he sits and all that, that we have to wait till after Kfur, because that's what you call fulfilling Avelus. He cannot fulfill his Avelus because he has to fulfill another mitzvah. And that mitzvah is so overwhelming that it completely trumps the other dimensions of the mitzvah of Avelus. And the primary mitzvah of an Onen is now Kvura. Now let's shift over to the Rambam and compare and contrast. The Rambam, on the other hand, shifts the entire situation, the entire complex of Avelus till after Kvura. There are no Isurei Avel under the concept of Avelus that are initiated by Misa. The whole kit and caboodle, for example, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, the Isur Rechitza is going to be postponed until after Kvura. Is that clear? Narvas. The Rambam has to admit that although Kvura is the generator of Avelus, there is another concept which is called Aninus. And Aninus exists as an independent concept which engenders the unique Isurim that reflect the relationship between the Onen and the Beis HaMikdash or Kodshim and so forth and so on. And that is the Doraisa Halacha of Aninus. However, Avelus, as a distinct entity, not to be equated or identified with Aninus, emerges with what? With Kvura. If there's an Isur Achitza that the Gemara is concerned about here, this Sugya, this Mishnah, it's got to be after Kvura, according to the Shita Rambam, because that's when the Isurei Avel, the Yud Aleph Isurei Avel, kick in. And now I thought of a very interesting nafkamina that I think will really clarify everything we've been saying between the Rambam and the Ramban. And this is very much halacha l'maisa in contemporary life. As you and I know, on the one hand, families are spread out throughout the globe, in different states, different countries. And at the same time, we have means of communication in which the notification of the death of a relative is immediate. So imagine the following scenario, which is so relevant in our times. Somebody gets the call, he gets the notification that one of his seven close relatives never passed away. However, he's in a far-off country. There's no way that he could make it on time for the funeral. He's not involved whatsoever with any of the preparations for Kvura. And therefore the mitzvah of Kvura is completely inapplicable to him. You cannot define him as someone who is included. The mitzvah of Kvura is incumbent upon him. He's in a Medina Acheres, he's far away. They used to have, if you remember, this is the Milsa of the Bidichusa, I think I may have told you this once before. They used to have a plane, they took it out of use, that was very fast, extremely fast. Do you remember this?
Concorde.
The Concorde, you remember the Concorde, the jet, it was called a Concorde jet.
Supersonic.
Right, it was supersonic. They took it out of use after a short amount of time. But the story is told about someone who passes away in England, and they call up a rabbi in the States and they ask him to fly to England in order to officiate at this man's funeral. And he gets on a Concorde jet, and guess what? He got there before the Ptira. In any event, the question here that I want to raise, you finally got the joke. Okay. The question I want to raise with you is, what should we say in this case? A person is in a far-off land. There's no way that he could participate in the preparations for the Kvura. He's basically alleviated of the mitzvah of what? Of Kvura. And the question is he allowed to wash himself? Is he mutter with regard to the 11 Isurei Avel? Well, this should depend upon the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, when is the initiation of Isurei Avel? With Misa. Narvas, he's involved in the mitzvah of Kvura. So at least partially, we have to push off the kiyum of the mitzvah of Avelus in light of this overwhelming chiyuv, the obligation of Kvura. But here in this case, he's with Medina Acheres, and therefore we can now slap him with all the Isurei Avel and all the mitzvahs of Avelus, including Nilas Asagel, Kviyas Amita, and Atifas Arosh. There's no reason to limit those because he doesn't have the mitzvah of Kvura, and the principle of Osek v'mitzvah, Potem v'mitzvah would not apply to him. Finito. He's got the Avelus lock, stock, and barrel, kit and caboodle. But if I hold like the Rambam, that when is Avelus initiated? Only with what? Kvura. So there's no Avelus upon anybody. It has nothing to do with Osik v'mitzvah, Potem v'mitzvah. The Machayev of Avelus, according to the Rambam, is Kvura. And since it's before the Kvura, you got this is what's called an Alocha Shmua Krova. Krova means even before Kvura, that somebody died. According to the Rambam, there's no din of Dini Avelus, no egg, because we have to wait until Kvura.
You also know there's no din of Onen.
Okay, that's a different question about the Isurei Onen. But certainly, according to the Rambam, the laws, the Yudal of Isurei Avelus could not be Chal, because we have to wait till what? Yeah. Till after Kvura. Okay, good. However, Avosa, yeah.
Does Avelus mean sitting shiva? So it's possible if the Kavura is delayed by, say, a day, and you follow the shitta that you have to start.
Right.
You could be sitting shiva.
Correct. According to the Ramban, there should be a problem. There's something called Rosh HaBayis, which again, that's a whole different sugya, but if we postpone that sugya and put it in the back burners, then you're right. Those who are involved in the Kvura cannot start Avelus until after Kvura. But, right? Because they're involved in the mitzvah of Kvura. Also the mitzvah of Potem in the mitzvah. But he who is in a far-off land and is not obligated in the mitzvah of Kvura at all, he should start his Avelus immediately with Misa, according to the Shita Ramban in Torah.
And that's practical to the Rambam as well. If you have a Nisan in the United States, and they bring the body here, so those in the United States should shiver right away.
So you're a little bit ahead of me, Rabbi. Give me a few minutes till we get to that, because again, on a pedagogic level, I want to go through stages. And at this stage, the halacha that you mentioned is not acceptable according to the Rambam. But now we're going to make an about-face. Okay then? So this was a setup for the about face. Why am I making an about face? Because although the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mihilchus Avel Halach Beis is very clear that there's no Avelus till after Kvura, let's turn back to the Rambam in Halacha Aleph. This is the opening Rambam in Hilchus Avil. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam looks for a source in the Torah for the mitzvah of Avelus. He starts by saying, Mitzvahs Aselis Abel ala Krovim. The Rambam in Hilchus Avil, which is a very long treatise, has only one mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of Avelus. And the Rambam asks himself the question, what is the source for the mitzvah of Avelus? And you and I may have said, intuitively, there is no source for the mitzvah of Avelus. The mitzvah of Avelus is only Derabbanan. But the Rambam classifies the mitzvah of Avelus as one of the Tariq mitzvahs d'oraisa, and therefore he's compelled to find the source for it. Shenemar, says the Rambam, V'achalti chatos hayom, hayite v'enei Hashem. We're talking about the parsha of Nisas Bnei Aaron, and what halacha are we really talking about? What institution is derived from that parsha?
Achilas Kodshim.
Achilas Kodshim is the Easter. That's a reflection of what? What's the concept?
Avelus.
Not Avelus, but rather what?
Aninus.
And this is what bothers the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam is out of line. He has no right to invoke the parsha of Aninus in order to establish and derive the mitzvah of Avelus. The parsha of Aninus is a mitzvah unto itself, and the parsha of Avelus is a mitzvah unto itself. Avelus l'chud v'Aninus l'chud. And this is the question of the Kesef Mishnah. In fact, before we try to interpret the Rambam, let's fast forward to the Rush. The Rush in the third parak of Moed Katan quotes the Ri, one of the Balei HaTosfos, that in fact, there is no Avelus min HaTorah. The entire institution of Avelus is all a rabbinic creation. It's the Rabbanan. I, Aninus, Aninus is min HaTorah, but Aninus l'chud, v'Avelus l'chud. And therefore the Ri disagrees with the Rambam and accuses the Rambam of embezzling a pasuk, if you will, that has nothing to do, taking it totally out of context, to utilize this pasuk as a source for the Rambam shita that Avelus is a mitzvah saseh min HaTorah. The Rambam is not justified in doing so, because in fact the context of this mitzvah in the Torah and this parasha is not Avelus, but rather Aninus. So that according to the Ri, basically, we can summarize the entire package in two different categories. And they are separated kimizrach mimayrav. One is Aninus, and that's d'oraisa. That engenders two Isurim, Achilas Kodshim, and Achilas Maiser Sheni. And then there's Avelus, which is totally Derabbanan, and has nothing to do with Aninus. And in fact, there's no source for Avelus in the Torah. This is a rabbinic invention. That's the Shitas Ri. And the Rush accepts the Shita the Ri. The Kesef Mishnah is so bothered by the proof that the Ri adduces, that he leaves the Rambam with a question mark. How could the Rambam invoke the pasuk of Aninus as the source for the mitzvah of Avelus? The answer must be, mathematically, that the Rambam never accepted, he never bought into this distinction between Aninus and Avelus. The Rambam was of the opinion that Aninus is the mitzvah of Avelus. We call them by two different names, because one name refers to the situation before Kvura, the other name refers to the situation after Kvura, but it's all one indivisible unit, entity, or mitzvah. Aninus and Avelus form one indivisible kiyum. The kiyum of Aninus begins with Misa, and the kiyum of Avelus begins with Misa. And here I want to share with you something that the Rav Zichron Levracha said in the Yartzeit Rasha. many, many years ago, which is called Shirin Musecha Abumari, and he writes the following. He says that really, according to the Rambam, all the dinim of Avelus should be chal with Misa. In that sense, Aninus is the source for Avelus. They're all one entity, and the Rambam really belongs to the camp of the Ramban. Everything that we've said in the Ramban, according to Rav Soloveitchik, is true in the Rambam. That Aninus and Avelus as one entity is a mitzvah which is engendered by Misa and not by Kfur. Hello? But why is it that the Surei Avel begin with Kvura, according to the Rambam? He says the following. The Yesh Dovra Ma'akev. There's something that's preventing and postponing the Kiyum of Avelus. And what's that? The mitzvah of Kvura. So really, again, according to the Rav's Lomdus, Avelus is inherent in Misa because it's all part of the package of Aninus, and if Aninus is the source for Avelus. However, the kium of Avelus befall, you know, is the actualization or the realization of the dinim of Avelus, is going to be postponed until after Kvura because there's a barrier, there's a blockage that prevents the kium of Avelus. This is such a beautiful Shtickle Torah. Again, very abstract. I want to enjoy it, if you don't mind. So we'll try to enjoy it together. The Rav is saying something unbelievable. He's saying like this. We look at Avelus and we ask ourselves a question that deals with the objectification of Avelus, the implementation of Avelus. You know, something that we can sink our teeth in. When does the Avel actually live out the laws of Avelus? All the Yudalafis through? No! Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's the wrong way of looking at it. What you should look at is the concept of Avelus, the kiyum of Avelus, as an abstract entity, which according to the Rambam, exists and is engendered by Misa, but the kiyum befoal, the implementation of those mitzvahs and those isurim of Avelus, have to be postponed until after Kvura. I'll give you a mashal of my Dover Dome. How many people in this room, I'm afraid I'm going to get off on a tangent and I won't be able to finish the shiur on time, but I'll try to do it really quick. How many people in this room do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Okay, good. Very good. A couple of yekis here from England, but with the exception of that, we all omit tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Now you'll tell me that Chol HaMoed is Asur B'Molacha. But that's not really true. Not at least according to the Rambam Shita. And there are many Rishonim who say that Chol HaMoed is Asur B'Molacha only Midrabbanan. So if you tell me that Midoraisa there's no Isur B'Molacha on Chol HaMoed, then I should be chayav in tefillin on Chol HaMoed. How do I justify my minhag? I'm amongst those who don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. How do I justify that? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say in the name of Reb Chaim that really everyone agrees, all Rishonim, there's an Iser Malach on Chol HaMoed. As far as the Kedushas Hayom, the abstract entity of Chol HaMoed is a Moed like any other Moed, which engenders an Iser Malach. Befoal, in reality, in terms of the implementation, the Torah allowed you to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. That's only a heter befoal. There are bon and as in certain categories, right? With the exception of five. And the Torah itself prohibits malacha, but yet permits malacha. How could it be dover vifucho, you know, A and not A hit at the same time? The answer is, as far as the abstract concept of Chol HaMoed, it's a moed like yontif itself. And it engenders an Isur malacha. The Kiddush Sayom is identical with the Kiddush Sayom of moed. Narvas, the Torah permitted you to do malacha befoal in actuality. The same thing applies here to Avelus. The Aninus and Avelus as one indivisible entity emerges with Misa. And the Avel is chayav in all the kiyumim of Avelus. He's prohibited in all the Isurim of Avelus from Misa on. And what? We have to postpone the implementation until after Kvura. Because up until the moment of Kvura, as we said before, the Avel is exclusively focused on one mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of kvura. But inherent in the aninus is avelus itself. Oh, if this be the case, Rabbi will say, so what's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? We come back to square one. If we're saying that the Rambam accepted the approach of the Ramban and that definition, that with Misa, Avelus is initiated, so where is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? Why does the Ramban insist that the Iser of Rechitza, etc., etc., is chal immediately with Misa, and the Rambam says, no, the Iser Rechitza is only chal after Kfura? Say it better than that, Yechiel. What are they arguing about? Take Avelus now and break it down into two different component
theory
parts.
Theory and practice.
Theory and practice, okay. But even within the context of practice, there are two dimensions to Avelus.
Kvura and the Avel.
No, no, no. What I mean is the dinam of Avelus and the way that the Avel exists or behaves or implements his Avelus, it should be subdivided into two. To the kium and to the isur. There are isure avelus and then there's the kium of avelus. The Ramban says that as far as kiume avelus is concerned, which reflect themselves in three different pu'ulos, that kium has to be postponed until after kvura. But says the Ramban, as far as Isurei Avel are concerned, those Isurei Avel, like Isurei Aninus, are chal immediately with Misa, even before Kvura. However, the Rambam holds that it's a package deal. The Rambam holds that until the Avel is obligated to implement the Kiyum Avelus, the Isurei Avelus are postponed as well. In other words, the fundamental issue between the Rambam and the Ramban is not what's the Machayev Avelus. The Rambam, like the Ramban, admits that Misa is Machayev Avelus. The problem is that we have a barrier, an antithesis that prevents us from Kiyum Avelus, and that's called Kvura, Mitzvah Kvura. Ha'osek b'mitzvah, potum in a mitzvah. Says the Ramban, yeah, ha'osek b'mitzvah, potum in a mitzvah, as far as the Kiyum Avel is concerned. Whatever actions the Avel is obligated to implement, those have to be postponed until after Kvura. You're osek with one mitzvah, and that knocks off the other mitzvah. And therefore, Kvura completely knocks off the Kiyum Avel. But, says the Ramban, there's a whole other dimension to Avelus. Namely what? Not the Kiyum Avelus, but Isurei Avel, the prohibitions of an Avel. An Avel is also Berechitza, etc., etc. Says the Ramban, there's no reason to postpone the Isurei Avel. They are an extension of Aninus, and just like Aninus is engendered full blast with Misa, we don't have to wait till Kfura, so too the Isurei Avel achal completely without having to postpone them. The only thing we have to curtail and postpone, according to the Rabban Shita, is the Kiyum Avelus, the Nilus HaSandal, the Kfiyas HaMita, the Atifas HaRosh. But the Rambam says, nay, the Rambam says there's no such thing as Isurei Avel without what? Without Kiyum Avelus. It's a package deal. If there is Kiyum Avelus, then there is Isurei Avel. If there's no Kiyum Avelus, there's no Isurei Avel. Therefore, the Rambam is of the opinion that all Isurei Avel have to be pushed off until Kfura. Why? Because since the Kiyum Avel is impossible to implement, and Rabbo say again, for the third time, why is it impossible for the Avel to implement his Kiyum Avelus?
Because
of the mitzvah of Kfura. Now let's come back, Rabbi Sachtowitz, to your question. What happens in the case where they send off the body to Eretz Yisrael and someone is in chutzlots, he's not getting on the Elal plane, he will not participate in Kfur at all, everything is taken care of by it used to be Riverside Chapel, I don't know if they still exist in New York, there's Riverside Chapel, you know, we'll send you on the Elal plane, you know. The answer is that now even the Rambam would agree that the Avelus begins with Misa. Because again, why does the Rambam postpone Avelus till after Kfura? That's only because of the mitzvah of Kfura. But mitzvah amurim if you're obligated in kfura. But if you're not obligated in kfura, then there's no reason to postpone the avelus, because what prevents the avelus from chal? The kium of avelus has to be postponed in the face of the kium of kfura. You're not obligated in the mitzvah of kfura. And here I want to show you a Rambam inside. Okay. Do you have
the question? You're not obligated to kvurim. You're still obligated to take care of the mace until the plane leaves or until you sign the...
Well, whatever you can do, you know, whatever you can do, you know, maybe you have to get involved in certain preparations. But here's what I want to read to you. The Rambam... Do we have Perek Hay? Open up to Perek Hay. Here the Rambam in Perek Hay... Halach Alf has a list of Il Dvarim Sha'avel Aser Behem, and he's got Yud Aleph Dvarim. Okay? Now let's fast forward to Perik Yud Aleph, and the Rambam says in Halach Hey, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, says the Rambam, just 1 second. I think it's Halach Gimel, maybe. Sorry. Just 1 second. There's so much in the Rambam that I want to discuss with you. I think I don't find it right now. Yeah, go ahead. You want
to say, I find it difficult to find that the Rambam can define not wearing shoes differently as a kiyum from not showering, which is not.
That's a whole different discussion, but according to the Rambam, to the Ramban, the mitzvah is, it's not an Easter to wear shoes. The mitzvah is that he should, if you pardon the Yiddish word, prava avelus. How do you say that? In Hebrew, we'd say noheg avelus, meaning the niyug avelus requires him to walk around without shoes. There's no Easter to wear shoes. The Ramban, if there were an Easter to wear shoes, the Ramban would say that even if someone is not chayiv in kvura, for example, Shmua Krova, and he's in a different country, he would still be enjoined from wearing shoes. But no, he's not enjoined from wearing shoes. Why? Because the kiyum of avelus is to go barefoot, but if his kiyum is to bury the dead, then the Rambam says he's got to wear his shoes.
Is there a difference between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of whether
avelus is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? That I don't know. All right. Fine. Let's just see if there's anything else. I had here a Rambam that I wanted to discuss with you, but of course, right now, I don't find it.
What's in the Rambam?
The Rambam speaks about this case that I discussed with you where he cannot be involved in the kvura, but now I don't find it. If anybody finds it, let me know. I know it's here, but of course, the Rambam is very extensive here. Okay. Later, I'll get it for you on another occasion, but... Now, Rabosa, I want to ask you the following question. Another very practical issue in Avelis. The dead is buried on Chol HaMoed. Are there any laws of Avelis on Chol HaMoed? We know that Shiva is going to begin when? After the Moed. Again, this whole issue about whether you count Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius or not, that's not for us. If we're postponing Shiva until after the regel, is there anything that goes on during the regel? Is there any vestige of Avelus befall, you know, the implementation of the laws of Avelus for the Kiyum or the Isur, before or during the Moed, before the Moed is ended? Correct. So here's a machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban in his Torah Sodom says that publicly he's not allowed to prav avelus, but privately, what's called dvarim shebitzina, which means he's not allowed to wash in private and he's not allowed to have relations with his wife, all the dvarim shebitzina are nogim even during the regal. The Rambam, on the other hand, paskins, in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. We'll read it out loud. The Rama Paskins, Haragolim, etc., etc., Ein Dovar Midivrei Avelus Noeg Bohem. Wait a minute. The Ramban makes more sense. Because even if we're going to postpone the Avelus and the Kiyum of Mitzvah Avelus till after the Regel, but what about the Isurei Avel? So as far as Bifarhesi is concerned, we have a problem, because that's going to upset the Mitzvah Saseh of Simchas Yontif, as the Gemara points out in Moed Katan. But as far as Bitzin is concerned, the Ramban is very logical that there should be a Niyu Gisurei Avelus Bitzina.
What should do with the Mishnah?
I don't know about the Mishnah, but I'm just saying, according to everything we've said now, what is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban? Why does the Rambam insist that Ein Dovar Shebavelus Noagim Bo? Because the package, since there's no Kiyum Avelus until after when? Till after the Regel, is with Mela, it's the Kiyum Avelus that drags along the Isuri Avel. If there's no Kiyum Avelus, there's no Isuri Avel. That's according to the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam is very consistent. But according to the Ramban, that we can split between Isuri Avel, as we saw that the Ramban has Isuri Avel before Kvura, even though he's involved in the mitzvah of Kvura, and we're going to postpone the Kiyum Avelus, then the Ramban, Lishitoso, says that during the Regel, there is no Kiyum Avelus, but nevertheless there is what? Isurei Avel. Mitch mentions, what about Shabbos? So the Ramban makes a fundamental distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. The Rambam here that we saw says Haragolim ein dover midivrei avelus noagim bo, and therefore Shiva begins after the Regel. But with regard to Shabbos, in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says a Shabbos ol minyan yimei avelus, which means that basically in Shabbos there is a kiyum avelus. The only problem is I cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of avelus b'Shabbos b'far hesya, because that would undermine the sanctity of the Shabbos, the kibud v'oneg of Shabbos. So the Rambam says, V'ein avelus b'Shabbos el b'dvarim shebitzino. How could the Rambam allow dvarim shebitzino on Shabbos when he himself says that on Regel, ein dover midivrei avelus noagim bo? The answer is because the Rambam holds that there is a kiyum of avelus on Shabbos. Again, there's a barrier here because the blockage is that we cannot upset the mood and the spirit of Shabbos. But as far as the kiyum avelus is concerned, there is a kiyum avelus, and therefore the Rambam says to the same extent there's a kiyum avelus on Shabbos, it's ol leminyan shiva. There's also isurei avel on Shabbos. Again, not b'far hesya, but at least b'tzino. Mashenkin, when the Rambam gets the Halacha Gimel in Regel, the Rambam holds that Regel is not Ola Laminyan Shiva, meaning there is no mitzvah or kiyum of Avelus in Shiva. It's interesting. The barometer for testing whether or not there's a kiyum of Avelus or not is Shiva. If it's Ola Laminyan Shiva, that means there's a kiyum of Avelus. The Surei Avel are not enough to engender a malos of Shiva. For a malos of Shiva, I need kiyum avelus, not just isurei avel. The Rambam holds that whereas on Regel there is no element of kiyum avelus whatsoever, that's because the mitzvah of avelus is what? The mitzvah of Yontif is what? Is simcha, and simcha completely undermines avelus. On Shabbos there's no mitzvah simcha, and therefore there's a kiyum of avelus on simcha. Nor for us, you cannot prav avelus b'far hesya because it undermines the spirit of Shabbos, but as far as whatever's b'tzino, that will be knowing, and therefore the Rambam says that on Shabbos, dvarim shebitzino are knowing. However, the Rambam goes a step further and he says, well, if dvarim shebitzino are knowing on Shabbos, which means that they're isurei avel, then the Rambam Lishitoso would have to assume and postulate that there's a kiyum avelus. If there's a kiyum avelus, the Rambam says it's ol leminyan shiva. Mashen kein on Regel, it's not ol leminyan shiva because there's no element, no vestige of a kiyum avelus. The Rambam Lishitoso holds that you cannot engender isurei avel without kiyum avelus. Is mevelus no dvarim shebitzino on Regel, according to the Rambam. Mashenkin according to the Ramban, who holds that you can split between the Kiyum Avelus, which is being postponed, and the Isur Avelus, which is engendered with Misa, and will be activated despite the absence of a Kiyum Avelus. Therefore, in the case of Regel, the Ramban will have Dvarim Shebitzino, even though there's no kiyum avelus, and even though it's not all minyan shiva.
So according to the Rambam, if the last day of Pesach or Sukkot ends on a Friday, and the next day is Shabbos, and you did kvur during Chol HaMoed, is Shabbos your first day of Shiva or Sunday your first day of Shiva?
Again, what's the case?
Yom Tov ends on a Friday. Either like Sukkot, which is a Thursday.
So Friday. Why shouldn't Shabbos be the first day of Avelus? I think so. Again, I'm not, Avelus is complicated.
But is that
in the Kol, yeah, it took him months to finish Avelus.
Well, look it up, take a look. That was our case.
The best way to check something out in Avelus is the Gesh
Rachayim. We didn't do that, as far as I know. My mother, we did the Kumura doing Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and it was a Thursday, Friday that year. And everyone said, I started Avelus on a simple story because I was in the Chutzaretz as an Israeli, and I was told, since I don't keep Yontif, I had to do
right.
So I did Avelus for 9 days.
But it could be that even in Chutzar, it's the first day of Avelus Simchas Torah. That's a gigantic machlokus ha-gaonim, even before the Rishonim.
But I think the rest of the family started on Sunday.
So they ended Shiva. They ended Shiva day after you did. Is that what you're telling me?
I ended with them, so not to make it. I mean, I actually did.
Whatever, but I'm saying in theory.
Ended after I did.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But again, keep in mind that according to the Rambam, although there are no Isurei Avelus until after Kvura, and that's the Rambam's Shita here at the beginning of Hilchas Avelus, but nevertheless, Haninus and the Isurim of Kodshim and Nisusheni, those are initiated by Misa itself. In other words, it's fascinating to understand that the Rambam, although he integrates Avelus into the framework of Aninus and it's all one indivisible kiyum, nevertheless Aninus has a certain power to it that it can be Chal B'Toras Isurim, even though the kiyum Avelus is postponed until after Kfura because of Osik B'Mitzvah Potam in a Mitzvah, with the exception of someone who's B'Eretz Rechoko, he's not involved in Kfura whatsoever. So the Rambam would hold that Aninus itself is an expression of the fact that a person is an Ovel. It's a shame of what we call a shame Ovel. The Gavra is an Ovel. And even though the Kiyum of Avelus, and therefore the Suri Avelus, are being postponed, but as long as the Gavra is a shame Ovel, he's not allowed to eat Kodshim. According to the Ramban, Aninus makes a lot more sense, because according to the Ramban, it's not just Aninus, but it's all Isurei Avel that Achal with Misa. And the postponement of the Kiyum Avelus till after Kfura because of Osik B'Mitzvah, according to the Ramban, in no way upsets the Isurei Avel. So according to the Ramban, not only are the Isurei Aninus of Achilus Kodshim Chal with Misa, but all the Yudalef Isurim Achal with Misa. And therefore it's one package of Isurei Avel that begins with Aninus and encompasses Avelus as well. According to the Rambam Shita, it's true that there are Isurei Avelus that are initiated by Misa, and that's called Aninus, but the package of the Yud Aleph Isurim has to be interwoven and inextricably connected with the Kiyum Avelus, which is postponed till after Kfur. Alright. Now Rabot say, Tosis Divra Maschel is this. This is a fascinating sugya. What was Rabbi Gamliel's response as to why he was permitted to wash his body although he was in Avelus? And the answer is because he's an Istinus. So Tosis adds, V'ika tsar im lo hayarochets. He's in a state of tsar. What's the flip side?
Timing.
Exactly. The rechitza could be understood in one of two ways. Either rechitza is an avoidance of pain, of anguish, or rechitza is what we call in Yiddish geschmack. Says Tosfos that the Iser Ovel of rechitza is only to enjoy the geschmack of rechitza. But if you are compelled to engage in rechitza because otherwise you're going to suffer, that's not called rechitza shel tainug. And it was never prohibited in Ovel.
What about other people suffering? Maybe you might suffer, but other people might suffer. Is that enough?
I don't know. Use ban, I guess. So he says the following. Di'eno osur lirchots b'yamei avelo elamishum tainuk. V'gam lochuf rosho. He gives another example of, in this case, shampooing his hair. I isle irbuvya bereshe. Shari, afilu toch shiva. So Tosus establishes that the Isra Rechitza and Avelus is only Rechitza shel time. But if the purpose of the Rechitza is to remove anguish, to remove tsar, That's not called a rechitza shel tainu, and it was never prohibited during Ofel. Now, I would have said that maybe with regard to Tisha B'Av, we should be a little bit more strict. Tisha B'Av is already avelus to Rabim, it's not just avelus to Yochid. Says Tosis name very consistently. V'chein hita Rabbeinu Shmuel lioledes avela lirchotz b'toch shiva. She's washing because of her situation as a yoledes. That does not constitute a rechitz shel simcha, and therefore, even in Tisha B'Av, it's permissible v'lirchotz nami b'tisha B'Av. What about Yom Kippur? I mean, Yom Kippur is already going very far. Here we're dealing with an Issa Doraisa and a Chiv Malkus. V'chein mashma nami v'sech teyuma. Mi sheyesh lo chatotim v'rosho. Sach kidarko v'yom ha-kippurim v'yeno choshesh. V'yaf al gav v'sicha k'shtiyo v'yom ha-kippurim. Sicha has the same status as shtiyo. Again, there are various differences between Sikha and Shtia, but fundamentally, on Yom Kippur, just like there's an Issa Shtia, there's an Issa Sikha as well. And now he quotes Yerushalmi to as proof, a proof text. Avel Ovel Osa Rechitz, Ado Detem Rechitz Shaltainu, Av Rechitz Sheena Shaltainu Muta. Again, even though the Brisa in Yerushalmi is only referring to what? To Avelus. But nevertheless, Tosus says that the Yerushalmi would have gone one step further with regard to the Isur Sicha, the Isur Rechitza of Yom HaKippurim, and limited that Isur to the case of Rechitza Shel Tainuk. However, a Rechitza Sheleinu Shel Tainuk is mutter not only in Avelus, as we saw here in Rav Gamliel, but likewise in Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is also a similar concept. And even with regard to Yom HaKippurim, Tosis has a very consistent approach. If you're asking me what defines, constitutes an Isra Rechitza, it's got to be a Rechitza Shel Tainuk. If it's not a Rechitza Shel Tainuk, it's not Asura. Ask me what constitutes a violation of Isra Sicha, it's got to be a Sicha Shel Tainuk. If it's a Sicha Shel Tainuk, it was never prohibited, not in Tisha B'Av, not in Avelus, and not in Yom Kippur. Consistent, no?
Is that Lashon is from the Pesukim? When it's in Nisa Misnaf Shoseichem, it sounds like you're taking a positive step of Inui, which is suffering, so to speak, as opposed to not having Tainui, which is...
Sir Alan, what you're presenting, I think, is the Shitas Haramba against us. Let's open up the Rambam. The Rambam is in two places, and we have to really compare the two Rambams. One Rambam is in Hilchos Shvisas Asur, and there, with regard to Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam, if I could find it, I know it's somewhere in this pile. It was. Anyway, the Rambam says that with regard to Yom HaKippurim, even a sicha she'ena shel tainug is prohibited. Let me just find it for you. Shvisas Asur, Perek Gimel, Halachates. Asur losuch miktas gufo, kechol gufo, bein sicha shel tainug, bein sicha she'ena shel tainug. Pretty explicit. And Al and I would have stopped here and said that the Rambam has a fundamental machlokes with Tosfos, and the debate revolves around how to define an Isur Rechitza. The Rambam holds that the Isur Rechitza includes any act of Rechitza, period. Or sicha, for that matter. But then, I fast forward to Hilchos Tainios, and this is in Perek Hey, Halacha Yud, and here the Rambam says the Asur B'Sicha Shel Tainu, that the Isur Sicha on Tisha B'Av is only an Isur Tainuk. So now I'm in trouble because the Rambam is inconsistent. Mimonavshah. If the Rambam defines the Isur Rechitza as indicated by Hilchos Shvisas Asur as all-encompassing, even a Rechitza, Sheina Shel Tainuk, Sicha Sheina Shel Tainuk, he should have been consistent and applied that definition, L'chumra, even Hilchos Tisha B'Av. If on the other hand, Hilchos Tisha B'Av is my paradigm, and therefore the Rambam only prohibits Sicha Shel Tainug, then why didn't he permit Sicha Sheina Shel Tainug on Yom HaKippur? In other words, what I'm trying to find here is some reconciliation between the two Rambams, differentiating fundamentally between the nature of Rechitza, the nature of Sicha on Yom Kippur, and that of Yom HaKippur.
Of
Tisha B'Av. Correct. You could say that the Rambam is more machmer and deraisa, but the question is why. So, Arbosai, if I can trouble someone to pass this down here, if you find a place for it, and this too for the same token, let's open up a Gemara in Masechet Yuma. This I mean. The Gemara in Masechet Yuma is on Daf Ayin Vav Amin Beis. And the Gemara says, V'sicha minolan de'ikri inud. How do we know that sicha is prohibited on Yom HaKippur? And the Gemara says, D'chsiv, there's a pasuk in Sefer Daniel. Daniel was in a state of anguish and he took upon himself a tainus. We'll see that his tainus was way, way beyond our tainus. He took upon himself prohibitions and actions that are not included in Hilchus Tainus. And this he did because of the tragedy of Klal Yisrael. And what does the pasuk say about his tainus? It says, Lechem chamudos lo achalti, basa v'yayin lo ba'el pi, v'soch lo sachti. It means that sicha is included in the Easter tainus. And of course, the paradigm of Yom Tainus is Yom HaKippurim. I mean, we have other tainios like Tisha B'Av, but first and foremost, Yom HaKippurim. And that's called Inui, Tainus, Inui. However, Tosis points out that there's a contradiction to this sugya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, in the ninth perek, which I have here somewhere, asks the very same question and gives a totally different answer.
What now?
This is on Daf Pei Vav. I think you have it on the Mar Makomus. Minayin l'sicha shehi kishtiyah b'yom HaKippurim. And the Mishnah is completely oblivious to the parsha in Daniel. Afal pishen raya l'davar zecha l'davar. I couldn't really find a clear-cut proof, says the Mishnah, to establish that sicha has the same status as shtiyah on Yom HaKippurim. But I did find a zecher l'dover, something like a pneumatic, something a memory device. Shenemar David says in Tillim, and this has to do with a whole group of people that went off the path, and David cursed them. It says there, v'tovo kemayim bekirbo v'chashemen biatzmosov. And the Gemara wants to suggest here, at least as a remez, I mean it's hard to derive halachas from this remez, but that the shemen batzmosov is not the shemen that's internal into the body, but rather the shemen that you smear on, you anoint your body on the outside, externally. That's called sicha. And in the very same pasuk, David HaMelech compares mayim bekirbi, the mayim that I drink, with the shemen that I use for sicha. That analogy between mayim and shesiyah and sicha of shemen on the outside of my body indicates that sicha is kishtiyah. So Tosfos here in Masechta Shabbos, Dibur HaMaschil Afalpi on Daf Pei Vavminal Umiyu Raya Gmura Lohavi Mishum Dakrolo Mishtoi Ela Berechitza. Right, Tosa says that we're not talking about Shemen Shal Sicha, but Shemen Shal Rechitza. Yeah, that's not for us now. But then, Hiksha Rashba, this is the Rashba of the Baal Tosa, at the end of Dibur HaMaschil Af Al Pi, the Amai Maisi High Crow, why does he bring the Pasuk from Tehillim, which is only what? A Zecher L'Dovah, Shein El Zecher B'Alma, Harili Lasuye Crow, he should have brought the Pasuk in Daniel, which the Gemara establishes in Masechet Yuma is the source for the Iser Inui of Sicha. The Lechem Chabudus Lo Achalti, Bosa Yayin Lo Boel Pi, V'Soch Lo Sachti, Davi Drosha Gemura, Uvinei Nafkala, and Beperek Basra De Yuma, De Sicha Ikri Inui. So the source for Sicha as an Inui is the Pasuk in Daniel. That's what the Gemara establishes in Yuma Daf Ayin Vav. Why does the Mishnah here in Shabbos stretch its arm out to some sort of a zechel adavra pasuk in Tehillim? And guess what the Rashba answers? No answer. He leaves it as a question. And Rabosai, this Rashba is not to be identified with the Rashba from Spain, from Barcelona. This is not the Rashba of Chachmei Sfarad. This is the Rashba of the Balei Tosfos. And I believe that the Rashba ends up with a being stumped, if you will, with a Rabbi Kivega type Tzarchi and Gadol, because the Rashba is one of the Balei Tosfos. Meaning that the Rambam would never be bothered by this question. Let's go over the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, as opposed to Tosfos, holds that on Yom Kippur, any sicha whatsoever, any rechitza whatsoever is prohibited, whether it be a sicha shel tainug or a sicha sheina shel tainug. And the Rambam is going to need a sauce for that. Tosfos l'shitaso holds that even on Yom Kippur, there's no iser sicha unless it's a sicha shel tainug. The Rambam in Yom Kippur, on the other hand, is prohibiting even a sicha she'ena shel tainug. Like, for example, Hayucha Tatim al Rosha. Correct? That would be prohibited. In other words, what the Rambam does with the sugya in Yomo, we have to know. But the question that we have to ask ourselves is, according to the Rambam, if, as a universal rule, for example, in Tainios, the Rambam paskins that Sicha Sheina Shel Tainug is Muteres, why is Yom Kippur the exception to the rule? There's got to be a basis and a proof text for the Rambam to establish that Yom Kippur goes beyond our universal definition that applies to every Tainus, that excludes a Rechitza Sheina Shel Tainug, Sicha Sheina Shel Tainug, and upgrades a Sicha Sheina Shel Tainug to an Isur of Inui on Yom Kippur. And I think Rabosei, the answer is Tainus L'chud and Inui L'chud. Meaning, there's a fundamental difference between V'inisem es nafsho seichem, which is a specific prohibition that applies to Yom Kippur and only Yom Kippur, and Tainus, which applies to Tisha B'Av, etc. With regard to Yom Kippur, we find two different sources. One source is in Daniel, and the other is in Tehillim. The source in Daniel, and the pasuk in Daniel, is referring to Tainus. Whatever standards you're going to derive from Daniel, those will apply to Tisha B'Av in the identical way that they apply to Yom Kippur. Not so in the case of Tehillim. The Gemara, I should say the Mishnah in Shabbos, which invokes the pasuk in Tehillim, is talking about Inui and only Inui. Is discussing and addressing Yom Kippur and only Yom Kippur. Not Yom Kippur b'toras Tainus, but Yom Kippur b'toras Inui. And the Mishnah establishes a brand new principle. What is Inui on Yom Kippur? So, for example, if a person violates the Iser Inu on Yom Kippur, what does the pasuk say? For what is he chayv kares on Yom Kippur? Only for two prohibitions, namely what? Achila and Shasiya. However, there's a new din, and that din is that Sichas Kishti. There are two categories here, but they both define the nature of Inu. The primary category of Inui is Achila and Shasiya. And he who violates those Isurim is Chayiv Kares. But there's a secondary extended category of Inui, and that includes Rechitza and Sicha, etc. The halacha on Yom Kippur of Sicha is no different than the halacha of Shasiya on Yom Kippur. Let me ask you a following question. Let's say I'm an Isthmus and I get very thirsty. And sometimes I really think myself as an instance. When it comes to thirst, I go bananas. That's why when I saw Schindler's List, I don't know if you remember that scene, you know, where Schindler takes the hose. Anybody see that movie? No. I can never forget that scene. I mean, yeah, he starts hosing the cattle cars, you know. And you see a Jew who's like trying to let every single drop into his mouth. I mean, in my opinion, I mean, again, I'm not talking about the the ultimate process of murdering the Jews, but just what led up to the process. I mean, the thirst is beyond belief. I mean, the psukim in Kinnis and all over describe, you know, thirst. There's so much emphasis on thirst. So if I'm thirsty on Yom Kippur, am I allowed to drink on Yom Kippur? No. I mean, I'm not talking about a pikuach nefesh situation, right? Of course not. But wait a minute. I'm not drinking because I enjoy. It's not like have a Coke, you know. I'm not, you know, yesh tam lachayim. No, I'm drinking because I want to remove the anguish of thirst. The answer is there is no such thing as shasiya she'ena shel tainig as a halachic category with regard to Yom Kippur. But there's no heter to drink a shasiya or to eat an achilah she'ena shel tainig. You could be an istinus, whatever it is. You're a chole. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, the Torah defined categories that undermine inui. And I think, Alan, that's what you were touching on before. Anything that undermines inui is prohibited on Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Mishnah in Shabbos wants to know, how do you know that Sicha undermines inui? That's the question of the Gemara in the Mishnah in Shabbos. And the answer is that there's a halacha derived from Sefer Tehillim that Sicha Kishtia, just like Shtia is the opposite, is antithetical to Inui and upsets Inui, so too Sicha undermines Inui. Is Memela, says the Rambam, there's no difference whatsoever between Sicha Shel Tainug and Sicha She'ena Shel Tainug with regard to Yom Kippur. Masha'en came, the Gemara in Yuma, that derives from a pasuk in Daniel. The subject of the pasuk of Daniel is not Inui. That's not what Daniel was interested in. His achievement was Tainus. And therefore, with regard to Tainus, there's no difference between Achil and Shasi and any of the other categories. It's all one package deal. There's no such halacha shtia as sicha kishtia with regard to tainus, with regard to Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, b'toras tainus. Because b'toras tainus, there are many, many different categories of kiyum tainus. Oh, says Tosus. And here the Rambam would agree that what undermines the kiyum tainus, what kind of a rechitza, what kind of a sicha will be antithetical to tainus? Only if it's a sicha or a rechitza shel tainu. But if it's ena shel tainu, that can be reconciled with tainus. Is the Chmamele, I understand very well the answer to the Rashba's question, why do I need two different psukim and two different sources? The answer is because we're talking about two different halachic entities, two different concepts. The Mishnah in Shabbos is addressing the unique mitzvah of Inui on Yom HaKippurim, which engenders all the Isurim that are derived from Achil and Shasiya, the Avos and the Tolvos. The Avos are Achil and Shasiya because they undermine Inui. The Gemara in Masech Yuma is talking about Tainus. And as far as Tainus is concerned, there's no difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Tainus means an Iser that includes all those categories, b'chadamachta, shove b'shove, and that's only when you do it with Shem Tainu and not She'ena Shel Tainu. Okay, Rabbi Osai?
So, go back to your question, you can have a drink on one of the other times on Tisha B'Av.
I don't know. That's an interesting question, but technically, that's the conclusion that we should
come. Maybe you could swish it out and spray it out.
Well, not on Tisha B'Av. We do that, you know, I mean, I hear you can do that on the mic, actually, right?